WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emotions? Like some days, joy feels as far away as Pluto and guilt hangs around your neck like an anchor. Well, friends, let me tell you, that's not just you. We all go through emotional roller coasters sometimes. And guess what? That's perfectly normal. I'm Hunter Rivers, your host here at Spartan Mental Gym, and today we're tackling a big one. Embracing our emotions and learning to ditch the guilt trip. Because honestly, holding on to guilt is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks that weighs you down, slows you down, and makes life a whole lot harder than it needs to be. Let's be real, we've all made mistakes. We've said things we didn't mean, done things we regret, even just thoughts we wish we hadn't. But here's the kicker, those moments don't define you. They're chapters in your story, not the whole damn book. So how do we stop letting guilt rule our lives? It all starts with acknowledging and accepting our emotions, the good, the bad, and the messy. First off, give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling. Don't bottle it up or try to pretend everything is sunshine and rainbows. Acknowledge the anger, the sadness, the frustration, even the guilt. Name those emotions like they're old friends. Then ask yourself, what are these feelings trying to tell me, or are they a sign that you need to make a change? Are they a signal that something isn't right in your life? Once you understand the message behind the emotion, you can start taking action. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for their mistakes, would you? So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. So be gentle with yourself, learn from your experiences, and move on. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can choose how you respond to it. Instead of dwelling on past regrets, channel that energy into creating a positive future. Set goals, take action, and celebrate your successes big and small. Fourth, don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to trusted friends or family members, join a support group, or consider talking to a therapist. Sometimes, just sharing your feelings with someone who understands can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem. This helps shift your focus from what's wrong to what's right, and it can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Think of those little wins, the perfect cup of coffee in the morning, a hilarious meme you stumbled across online, or even just a beautiful sunset. Now, picture this. You're at work, facing a challenging deadline. Maybe you made a mistake earlier in the day and your mind is racing with self-doubt. That nagging voice whispers, you mess up again. What if people find out? Instead of letting that guilt take over, you remember what we talked about today. You acknowledge the feeling, but you don't let it define you. You breathe deeply, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on finding a solution to the problem at hand. You approach your work with renewed clarity and determination, knowing that setbacks are just opportunities for growth. See? Letting go of guilt isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience and choosing to move forward with grace and resilience. So, my Spartan friends, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your emotions, practice self-compassion, focus on what you can control, seek support when you need it, and cultivate gratitude. Ready to level up your mental game? Leave a review of this episode, share it with someone who needs to hear this message, or join the conversation on social media using #SpartanMentalGym. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.